Jennifer and Fotis Doulis were college sweethearts at Brown University. In 2004, they relocated to Farmington, Connecticut to start a family. They had five children, two sets of twins, and a daughter. In 2017, Jennifer files for divorce. Over the next 2 years, the couple became estranged amid a nasty custody dispute.
It's an exhausting fight. I love my children. That's about it.
In late May, Jennifer drops the kids off at school and is never seen again. She's reported missing that day. Police find her blood inside the garage of her home. That same evening, Fotis and his girlfriend, Michelle Traconis, are caught on camera dumping garbage bags containing Jennifer's blood.
You know, I know what I've done and I know what I haven't done. So I have to stand and fight and hope that the truth is gonna come out.
10 days later, Fotis and his girlfriend are charged with tampering evidence. They plead not guilty. Then, months later, Fotis is charged with kidnapping and murdering Jennifer. His girlfriend and former lawyer, Kent Mawinney, are also charged in connection to the case. But his new attorney insists there's no evidence of a murder.
There's no body. What we have is a suspicious disappearance and an entirely circumstantial case.
What these charges tell us is the state has evidence and doesn't know what to make of it.
Weeks later,
UConn fire for a medic and an ambulance expedited response.
Fotis fails to show up for an emergency bail hearing. Officers try checking on him at home.
They could see through a window that Mr. Doulos was sitting in his vehicle and he had obvious signs of medical distress.
Fotis was rushed to a hospital for carbon monoxide poisoning.
Fotis Doulos was declared dead tonight at 5:32.
His death was ruled a suicide. He left behind a suicide note proclaiming his innocence. Almost a year later, and dozens of searches, Jennifer's body still hasn't been found. What happened to the loving mother of five?